You know, and I'm not even talking about the clergy. I'm talking about the congregation. That's creating a schism.
Well, and worse than that, its foundation is based upon something that isn't condoned by the Lord. It's not within His will. Even if there was no schism, even if everybody was 100% on board, it would still be wrong because it's against God's word. And for them to want to bypass God's word, they just suggest set the Bible aside and say, hey, we're no longer going by the will of the Lord. You know, we're just going to create our own tenets.
So the House of Bishops announced a plan to officially commend prayers for same-sex couples. Hmm. Does that sound familiar?
Yeah.
What we heard in the news not too long ago?
Yeah.
This announcement was met with mixed reactions as some bishops expressed concerns that the proposals did not adequately safeguard the pastoral stability, mission, and unity of the church.
Can you imagine the spirit that would be in that place? You had clergy, same-sex marriage. You have pastors, same-sex marriage. They can't talk about the bride of Christ. They can't talk about the Lamb and how the church is the bride of Christ. They can't do it. They can't talk about as far as the Lord being the husband because they don't represent what God has established. You'll never find in the scriptures where when the Lord talks about sodomy and homosexuality, He never even brings it under the same purview as marriage. He never even includes it because it's something that is such an abomination and is so contrary to His will. He never even gives it the dignity to be mentioned in the same breath as marriage. He'll talk about how it is simply a sin for a man to lie with another man as he would a woman, and how shameful it was that Paul said the woman would use their body and leave the natural use of it. So there is a natural order to things, and what people don't realize is that sex, the flesh, the combining of the flesh represents something spiritual. It's a natural act, but it represents something spiritual. So a man and woman can become one flesh, but you never see what the Lord says, two men become one flesh, or two women together become one flesh, because the Lord didn't design them that way.
So the controversial prayers ask for God's blessing for same-sex couples. Now, that smacks of what we've heard in the news not too long ago about Pope Francis here in the United States, or I guess he's just the Pope for everywhere in the world, but formally permitted Roman Catholic priests to bless same-sex couples. And this happened on December 18th.
Might be why that one Pope resigned. Whatever he did, he said, I'm out of here. He probably saw the handwriting on the wall.
Oh, the other one?
Yeah.
But, you know, this is so odd because it says that the latest ruling fleshes out the opening the Pope made to bless same-sex couples last October and marks a shift away from what he said in 2021. And it was a ruling from the Vatican Doctrine Office, which barred any blessing, saying God cannot bless sin.
I wonder who got to him. Because it doesn't make sense.
I think since July of 2023, this article says, this came from CNN, the Doctrine Department has been led by Cardinal Victor Manuel Fernandez, an Argentinian. And when people ask for a blessing, moral analysis should not be placed as a precondition for conferring it.
Well, and that's crazy. Yes, because look at Balaam. Now, they're trying to say if a person needs a blessing, it should just be the objective, something objectively that you do. What type of life a person is leading, what type of food a person is showing should have no bearing on a blessing. That's not so. Balaam tried to curse the children of Israel, and God had him bless them. It does matter. It matters who's being blessed and why they're being blessed. it matters. And for him to say that it shouldn't, if anybody comes up and just asks for a blessing, doesn't matter what they're doing, what they've done, you just give them a blessing. Then you never find that in the scriptures. The Lord even said, you don't bid a person Godspeed. If it turns out that they are so anti-Christ, you don't even bid them Godspeed. You don't tell them have
that
a blessed day.
That is in the scripture.
Yeah, you don't say have a blessed day, knowing that they hate the Lord and everything that God stands for, and they blaspheme his name. Mm-mm.
Well, anyway, I know we talked about this before. We knew it was coming. We talked about it on the program before, that the Pope was going to do this.
Mm-hmm.
And now it's official. The Pope, the ruling stated, has insisted that the Church cannot simply become judges who only deny, reject, and exclude. It needs to have a broader understanding.
Well, they might have a chapter for Satanism then, too. You know,
blessings.
Somebody's going to come up and say, well, I'm a Satanist. You know, but hey, I was watching this program. I mean, only because I saw the title. I think it's called 30 Coins or something like that. And I'm looking at this thing, and it's about how Judas Iscariot was really the hero, and that he was the one that saved the world. I said, oh, my gosh. I said, yeah, I couldn't turn from that fast enough. I'm thinking, these people are insane. They are calling evil good and good evil. They're taking the image that God has created and the relationship that God has established for the bride and Christ, and they're making the bride to be a man, a transgender. They're saying men can be women, and therefore men can be brides, which perverts the relationship and the image that God has for the church as being his bride. And as far as him being the husband, women can be men, which perverts the image that God has for us to recognize that the husband is the husband and the wife is the wife. The enemy has crept in, and he wants to contaminate and defile what God has established.
Now, I found this article by the Vatican News, and it's called The Declaration Fiducia Supplicans on the Pastoral Meaning of Blessings. And it says, and it goes through the specific paragraphs and everything. And it says, after the first paragraphs, 1 to 3, that recall the previous pronouncement of 2021 that is now further developed and superseded, the declaration presents the blessing in the sacrament of marriage, paragraphs 4 to 6, stating as inadmissible rites and prayers that could create confusion between what constitutes marriage and what contradicts it. A second extensive part of the declaration, paragraph 7 to 30, analyzes the meaning of different blessings whose recipients are people, objects of worship, places of life. It is recalled that from a strictly liturgical point of view, the blessing requires that what is blessed be conformed to God's will. So this is like something that was written before. It has to be in God's will before you can bless it.
Right, and
these are guidelines.
It's not just to cut down on confusion. It's to tell a person that's a sin. See, I think that the language is too mild. It's to say, so that you don't sin. We can't condone something that is out of God's will, because it would mean that we are condoning the fact that you are sinning, that you're living in sin.
It says, those who ask for a blessing show themselves to be in need of God's saving presence in their lives by expressing a petition for God's assistance, a plea to live better.
Yeah, but see, that's what I'm saying. That type of language to me is too generic. A plea to live holy.
I mean, I don't think that this is in force now. I mean, this is like mute. It
probably is, but if a person says that they want to live better, say, yeah, but you can't do it without yielding yourself to the Lord. And your better is you want to live holy.
And what this, I think of, who's that author who wrote, Ray Bradbury, mm-hmm. who wrote this little script that says, something wicked this way comes.
By the twitching of my thumbs.
And if you watch the little program, mm-hmm. it's like a little smoke that's running through the city.
Right, which represents a spirit. There's this fulfillment of prophecy that's going forward, where all this wickedness, all this perverseness is being put out there, and people are embracing it as if it's normal, and it's not. And then those people who stand up and tell the truth, they're scorned by those people who want to give over to their lust and to iniquity. They want to walk in iniquity. And if you are walking in your integrity, they want to kill you.
And it reminds me of how the Catholic Church included... This isn't new. This has been going on for years and years and years and years. Pope Gregory the Great, he is the one who's responsible for, instead of rooting out paganism in Christmas,
mm-hmm.
he adapted paganism.
Right.
He went ahead and he made an order. So in a letter to Augustine, Pope Gregory the Great, mm-hmm. this was back in 590 AD,
mm-hmm.
ordered the destruction of idols, but not pagan temples. The mm-hmm. temples should be sprinkled with holy water, he wrote, placing altars and relics in the sanctuaries. In the same letter, Pope Gregory condoned the ongoing festivals associated with pagan rituals, but shrewdly suggested that their meaning be tied to good fellowship.
Yeah, okay.
Consuming the food not as sacrifices to demons, but for the glory of God. Similarly, writing to Bishop Leander in Spain, Pope Gregory condoned the traditional practice of single immersion during baptism to distinguish it from the triple immersion, which was practiced by the heretics.
But what they did in order to try to win members, or like they're doing with immigration, what they did, they opened up the floodgates.
Right.
Yes.
So that was back in 590 AD, and here it is, 2023,
mm-hmm.
and there's the Catholic Church is still doing the same thing, adapting,
right, but
the world.
That's because they're not going by the word of God. They're going by what sometimes what the Jewish people have done and they have erred. Well, how the Jewish people go by what the teachings of the rabbi rather than the word of God. They're going by the edicts of the Pope rather than the word of God. And because they aren't being taught salvation, there's nothing for them to spiritually fight with. And because they're not really being immersed in the word of God, there's no spiritual sword for them to fight with. Because it's just like they don't have the weapon that they need. They don't have the armor of God that they need in order to fight the enemy with. Because they have to have the spirit of the Holy Ghost. They have to be saved. And then they have to continue to put on the whole armor of God. They have to immerse themselves in God's word, but they don't have that. So when they come up with this, with these new types of adaptation, they're doing that because people are so caught up in their flesh. They're saying, you know, we're doing this in secret anyway, like the Lord showed Ezekiel. They're doing it in secret. And so now they're just bringing it to the light. But the people have no power. It's like they deny the power thereof. You know, they say there's a God, but they deny the power. They say the Holy Spirit is real, but they deny the power of the Holy Spirit. They say the Word of God is sacred, but they won't obey the Word of God. They deny the power thereof.
Now, I have to say, all these decisions that they're making,
mm-hmm.
That's actually, like I said before, creating a schism. Mm-hmm. And there are people that are going to, that's not the only reason why people are leaving churches, but it's like one of the reasons that people are leaving churches.
Yeah, but see, when they say people are leaving churches,
I mean only to get in the people.
So there might be people who are living a righteous life, so they leave the church. But the people who aren't committed in their heart to the Lord, they'll be right there. Because the great falling away, to me, the Lord is talking about in their heart. It's not their physical body. It's in their heart. You can look at some of these so-called religious concerts, and it's wall-to-wall people with their hands up, but the music and the way they're worshiping,
not from the heart.
Right, and it's not to please God. It's you might as well walk into a Beyonce concert. It's just like
it's on that same line.
Yeah, it's not giving God the glory. They're entertaining one another. And then now the Lord is pulling the covers off of our soul, because I never really adhered to what they were doing anyway. But he's pulling the covers off of these so-called religious leaders. And the abominations and the things that they're doing. And all this is doing is preparing the way for the man of sin. Because it becomes like an everyday occurrence now. You don't even raise an eyebrow when you find out how corrupt and how amoral that a lot of these religious so-called leaders are.
So CBS News in September of this year, they were doing a piece on why people are leaving the United Methodist Church. And they did some interviews with some people, and they said the result is the church's first openly gay bishop oversees congregations in Colorado, Montana, Utah, Wyoming, and one church in Idaho. And the number of members who have left their congregations are as a result of having gay bishop or gay clergy.
Mm-hmm. Right. And then they'll leave. Those are the people who really are looking at the Word of God and trying to make sure that their life is within the will of the Lord as much as they know how. But for every one of those that leave, you can bet there are 10 who in their heart are as far away from God as the East is from the West, and they're sitting there and they see nothing wrong with what's occurring. They just don't. Because they're in their own flesh. So when the Lord talks about these people, especially the man of sin, it's not like they see the truth and they tremble, but they just go in their own way. They actually believe what they're doing is the right thing. That man of sin actually believes he's God. Well, the Lord said in his heart, he believes this.
We'll have to continue this on the next program because we're running close to the end.
Yes, praise the Lord, and let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. This week's verse of the day comes from 2 Corinthians 13 and 5. Examine yourselves whether ye be in the faith. Prove your own selves. Know ye not your own self, how that Jesus Christ is in you, except ye be reprobates. Now, ain't God all right?
God is all right. Praise the Lord. Last week's food for thought was, how does a person get blessed by the Lord? And the answer is, you fear the Lord and you walk in his ways.
Right.
And that's in Psalm 128:1. It said, blessed is everyone that feareth the Lord, that walketh in his ways. Mm-hmm. And this week's food for thought is, when God created light to divide the day from the night, what was the purpose? Hint, the Bible. And that's food for thought.